Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of Troll Town Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the Troll Town, Riverdale, Texas. Today is October 24, 16, or it is Rule 24:20. We will start our first service today with a song entitled In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, all the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my head, the sound of your discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none of it is ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I stay in the garden with him till the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Yahweh's Covenant with Abraham, Part 3. We're going to deal with some scriptures that has to do with the word covenant this morning. And we're going to start with Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to, matter of fact, let's just read the whole chapter of Genesis chapter 6. And actually, let's back up to Genesis chapter 5, and let's lead into the first covenant that Yahweh made with man here on earth about with Noah. So now the generations of Adam, we're going to deal with verse 1 of Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam, and the day that Yahweh created man, in the likeness of Yahweh made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, and the day when they were created. Now, so he called their name Adam. Adam and Eve, name was Adam. Because they called their name Adam. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. Okay, now that was after That was after Cain and Abel. When he lost Cain and Abel in the beginning, then he lived 130 years and begat his son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. Now, isn't this amazing? He didn't say that about Cain and Abel, his first two sons, that they were created in his likeness, after his image. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Now, he had one son, a 130 years, and he got this son, Seth. And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. So he went another 800 years. So Adam, he had lots of sons and daughters during that 800 years that he lived after Seth was born. And so it says, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalaleel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalaleel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years and he died. And Mahalaleel lived 60 and 5 years and begat Jared. And Mahalaleel lived after he begat Jared 830 years. Years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalaleel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared was 962 years, and he died. So Jared lived a long time. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Yahweh after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Yahweh, and he was not, for Yahweh touched him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. So, that's a pretty longevity. He's the longest living one. Jared was the second one. He lived 962 years. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat his son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which Yahweh hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 500 95 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Alright. Now that's the end of Genesis chapter 5. Let's go right on into Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yahweh saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of Yahweh came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented to Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved man at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Yahweh. Alright, the building of the ark. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with the Yahweh. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before him, before Yahweh. And the earth was filled with violence. And Yahweh looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Yahweh said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now we have reached that apex again of violence in the earth. Today, in our day. Here in 2016, according to man's time, and 2020 according to Yahweh's time, we have reached the apex of this world's history of violence. And so Yahweh's about to overturn for the last time, and he's going to destroy all wickedness out of the earth a second time. And Yahweh said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Okay, so now, he's going to destroy the wicked, and he's doing that this very day. The wicked are being destroyed by the thousands every day. So this is ongoing right now. So at the same time, He is going to destroy all mankind off the earth, all the wicked. He's going to also destroy the earth. Well, Isaiah 24, and Jeremiah 4 gives us an account of this world coming to its end here in these last days. Alright, it says, Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. So everything in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth, after his kind, two of every sort, shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it unto thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according unto all that Elohim commanded him, so did he. Okay. Now, verse 18 is our key verse for this Genesis chapter 6, where he says, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Okay, now he instructed those that will be saved of the human race. It was Noah and his family, eight altogether. That was the ones that he had established his covenant with. He didn't establish his covenant with those people that chose to remain outside. So if the people want to be saved, then they had to join with Noah, and they would be a part of the covenant then to be saved. So when Yahweh makes a covenant with anyone, then all those that believe and follow that person that he has made the covenant with, that's the ones that will be saved. Outside of that, no one can be saved if they don't lay a hold of that covenant. Now, how is that? Well, you go to Isaiah 56, and you can read an account there about laying a hold of his covenant, the stranger within your gate, and so forth. It says, thus saith Yahweh, Isaiah 56, start with verse 1. Keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Now then let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself unto Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people. Now then let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. There's your key word right there. Those that take the hold of his covenant, that's the only ones that can be saved in all the earth. And your key for those being saved, you just go read it in Genesis 6, verse 17. And it says he's going to destroy every living thing in the earth, everything, except those that goes into the ark. And he says he's going to establish his covenant with those, Noah and his family, that go to the ark, and the rest that are outside are going to die. So, now it says right here in Isaiah 56. Verse 4, for thus saith Yahweh, unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take the hold of my covenant, even Unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Isaiah 56:6. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves unto Yahweh to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servant, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, here you are, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Yahweh Elohim, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, said, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his game, from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 9, where Yahweh's covenant with Noah continues on. And Yahweh blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the field, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Yahweh made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And Yahweh spake unto Noah and unto his sons with him, saying, and I behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you. Now this is very important. Because we are of the seed of Noah as well as of Abraham. And with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark unto every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, and neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And Yahweh said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Yahweh and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And Yahweh said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it up on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servant shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Yahweh shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. So Noah, he was the third longest living man. It was Methuselah, it was Jared, and then it was Noah. And then probably, maybe Adam then. He lived the fourth longest. Okay. Now that concludes chapter 9 of Genesis. Now let's go see what other chapters that we have dealing with the word covenant. And we have Genesis 15 is our next one. So let's go look at Genesis 15. All right, now it says, let's go deal with let's just back up a little bit here to Genesis chapter 13. It says, verse 1, and Abram, just talking about Abraham, went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold, and he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of Yahweh. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. All right. Now we go to Genesis 14. And it talks about Abraham some more, and Lot, and about Lot being kidnapped and so forth. And verse 13, and there came one that had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anir, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servant, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. All right. Now, in Genesis chapter 15, Yahweh establishes his covenant with Abraham. So we'll go to verse 1. After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Yahweh Elohim, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Yahweh came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Yahweh, and he counted it unto him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Yahweh that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Yahweh Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not, and when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. That's the land of Egypt. And shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. That's talking about Egypt. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And the same day the Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. So, Yahweh made a verse 18, And the same day the Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The Kenites and the Kizzites and the Catamonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. So it says in this verse 18 once again, And the same day the Yahweh made a covenant with Abraham, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The Kenites and the Kenites and the Kedemites. So he's going to give them all that land, and plus he's going to give them the Kenites, the Kenites, that's and the Kedemites, that's 3, Hittites is 4, Perizzites is 5, Rephaims is 6, Amorites are 7, Canaanites are 8, the Girgashites are 9, and the Jebusites are 10. The Jebusites are the last one. They were the one that was living on the hill of Jerusalem, where Jerusalem is at today. That's where David drove them out. And the name of that hill was Salem, and then it became Jerusalem when they drove out the Jebusites. So there was ten kings in that land that Abraham's covenant involved of taking them over. So ten means universal, so that's very key today. Ten kings. There's your type right there for the ten kings found there in Revelation 17, represented by those ten horns on that beast. That came up out of the sea, the leopard-like beast, and it developed into the scarlet-colored beast. Okay, now that deals with that chapter of Genesis 15 with the word covenant, verse 18. And we'll go look now at Genesis 17. Okay, now in Genesis 17, we'll start with verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 90, Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Yahweh. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face and Yahweh talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Now this covenant is very key. Whoever Yahweh makes this covenant with, that's the only ones that can be saved of those that take a hold of that covenant. And when they take a hold of that covenant, they have to also take a hold of the man that is in charge of that covenant, because that man is going to instruct them in the ways of eternal life. And the secrets are with that man, that person that Yahweh makes that covenant with, to establish as his leader. And everyone that lays a hold of that covenant then, no matter whether he's a Gentile or a eunuch or a stranger that comes into your camp, if he lays a hold of that covenant that Yahweh has made with you, establish that covenant with you, then you have eternal life waiting for you. All right. Genesis 17:5. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generation for an everlasting covenant to be a Yahweh unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and unto thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their Elohim. Yahweh said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant therefore. Thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Alright. Verse 10, Genesis 17. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Genesis 17:11. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in your generation, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man, child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Yahweh said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the year. So you see, he made it very clear, Yahweh made it very clear, that he was not establishing his covenant with Ishmael. And that's who is trying to possess the land today. They're determined that they're going to have the land of Israel, the inheritance for Yahweh, Abraham's seed, that lays a hold of his covenant. Those are the only ones that can inherit that land. Genesis 17:22. And he left off talking with him, and Yahweh went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were brought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Yahweh had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. So Ishmael was 13 years old. But you're supposed to be circumcised on the 8th day after you're born, according to the law. But here, Ishmael is 13 years old, of course, but he was not to be a part of the covenant, though. But nevertheless, he was, as long as he was in the household of Abraham, he had to be circumcised. And not only that, but it says that circumcision was a token of the covenant. So, that's the reason why the Ishmaelites today, the Muslims, are figuring into what's going on in Israel today and the world because of that circumcision that Yahweh made with Abraham do for Ishmael. Okay, so we can just about conclude that this is the first time that circumcision was set up. It was set up with Abraham because Abraham was 99 years old when that happened. Then the law of circumcision kicked in for when you're born, on the 8th day after you're born. But Abraham was 99 years old. And I was 48 years old when I was circumcised. Ishmael was 13. Genesis 17:27, and all the men of his house born in the house and bought with money of the stranger were circumcised with him. Okay, so now there you go. Anyone that's in the house of Abraham has to be circumcised. So Gilead Center, where I was circumcised at, at Kermit, Texas, Yahweh arranged it all where it happened. And so it shows that I was of the house of Abraham. I was of the descendants of the seed of Abraham, that circumcision. But I think in my heart, I don't believe that Rhoda Johnson had ever been circumcised. I don't know. He may have. But best I could tell, he never was circumcised. I had an opportunity to know that one time, and so I'm not going to the bank on it, but I'm just saying, I don't believe he was circumcised. Yet he was very providential. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 21. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which Yahweh had spoken unto him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as Yahweh had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, Yahweh hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I was born, for I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast that the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. So now you see the Ishmaelites, the Palestinians, the Muslims, Obama being a Muslim, a president of the United States, and he's brought all his little kin folks, his brethren in here, the Muslim Brotherhood and all, and he's got them armed all around the world today, Obama has, to take over the whole world. And yet, they're under a curse. They're not heirs with Abraham. So that's why we have this great conflict between these two brothers today, Ishmael and Isaac. Genesis 21:12. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, because of thy bondwoman. And all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Genesis 21:13. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. Because he's the seed of Abraham, he's going to make the Muslim people a nation. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. Now this child, Ishmael, was 20 years old. Let's go on from there. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Yahweh heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of Yahweh called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for Yahweh hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. Yahweh opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. Yahweh was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Pichol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, Yahweh is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by Elohim that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according unto the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and unto the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up in Pekoh, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines, the Ishmaelites, you see. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting Elohim. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. So he sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. All right. So that concludes chapter 21. And let's go now into Genesis chapter 26. And let's deal with the whole chapter. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window, and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and how saidest thou she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltlessness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and Yahweh blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines, had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna, and he removed some things and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, For now the Yahweh hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And Yahweh appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there, and called upon the name of the Yahweh, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Hazuzath, one of his friends, and Pichol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? They said, We saw certainly that the Yahweh was with thee, and we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. Okay, see, here are Yahweh's people, our enemies, even will come and make a covenant with you because they see that Yahweh is with you. Okay, Genesis 26:29. That thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace, thou art now the blessed of the Yahweh. Genesis 26:30, and he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashmoth, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and unto Rebekah. Okay, we're going to close this sermon now with a scripture from Zechariah 8:23. It says, Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take a hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take a hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that Yahweh is with you. In other words, all these leaders of all the nations are going to come, and they're going to see that Yahweh's covenant is with this man. And this man is Elijah, David. So he's going to see his covenant is with him. And they're going to come and say, We're going to take a hold of it, because we see it, Yahweh's with you. That's just the way those men did with Isaac. They said, We know that Yahweh's blessed you. We know that he's with you. We want to make a covenant with you. So they took a hold and laid a hold of Isaac's covenant. And okay, now we're going to close this sermon actually with Psalms 105:8, 9, and 10. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. This brings in verse 10 this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. It's number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song entitled, The Beautiful Garden of Prayer. There's a garden where Yahshua is waiting. There's a place that is wondrously fair. For it glows with the light of His presence. It's a beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. And my Savior awaits, and He opens the gates to the beautiful garden of prayer.
There's a garden where Yahshua's waiting, and I go with my burden and care, just to learn from His lips words of comfort. In a beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. And my Savior awaits, and He opens the gates. In a beautiful garden of prayer. There's a garden where Yahshua is waiting, and He bids you to come meet Him there. Just to bow and receive a new blessing. In the beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. And my Savior awaits, and He opens the gates. To the beautiful garden. A prayer.